God is good. And all the time. Let's start off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for everything that you've done for us throughout 2019, Lord. And I just thank you and praise you that you are just such an amazing and wonderful God, and that you never give up on us, no matter how many times we fail you, Lord God. I just pray that your Holy Spirit come upon this room, Lord, and that as I speak today, it is not of me, but of you, Lord. And we just pray that it just doesn't go out one ear and not the other, that it's something that you can take and leave and apply to your life. Amen.
Grace, peace, and peace.
How's everybody doing today? Amen. 2019 is almost over. It's absolutely crazy. It's already been, I just sneeze and I'm here. Last time I checked, I thought I was moving back on campus, and then all of a sudden, it was just zoomed and somebody clicked the fast forward button and I'm here. So I just thank God and praise Him for everything He's done for my life in 2019 and this year. Even though it was very different than the year before, I still thank Him and praise Him through it all. I also especially want to thank Him and praise Him that a year tomorrow would make exactly a year that Jimmy Johnson has came to our church. And long after that, we had Sancho, and then all the others, Shani and Sanji and all of them, and we just thank God and praise Him for them being able to come, and we just thank God and praise Him that you guys are all here. Thanks, Josh. I'm not a slides person. I'm so sorry if you were expecting slides. That's not me. I'm more actual physical visuals. So today I'm going to talk to you guys about comfort zones. And I don't necessarily just mean comfort zone as in a situation in which you feel comfortable and in which your ability and determination are not being tested. I'm going to talk more about the spiritual type of comfort zone that sometimes we give our lives to Christ and we live our lives, we go deeper and deeper in God, but then all of a sudden there's a stop and we get stuck and all of a sudden we break it into a comfort zone. And for us, we sometimes might not even realize. Who likes sitting down? Sitting down sometimes is so much better than standing, even though I'm, and a lot of my friends, especially from college, will most definitely know, I'd rather stand than sit. There's just something about, for me, for standing, that I can be able to move around and all these things, and they keep trying to get me to sit down, but they never really win. So I have 9 chairs in front of me. These 9 chairs represent a timeline. From the start, I don't know if you guys can see. From the start, let's say we give our life to Christ. This is your timeline of your spiritual walk. So you give your life to Christ. It's right at this spot over here. And then your walk goes along, and you keep going deeper and deeper in God. And you keep wanting to read the Bible more. You keep wanting to have God more and more. You're sharing the gospel. You're talking to other people about all these things. And all of a sudden, there's a stop. Life gets crazy. School, work, and everything, there's so much going on. And there's a stop. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a comfort zone. Obviously not mine, because I don't like sitting. And you're just stuck here. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're sitting down within that comfort zone. there's a danger to that. And there's an especially a danger to that when you know you're in your comfort zone and you don't try to get up to keep on going deeper and deeper into Christ. Did you know that whenever you sit down for too long, all of a sudden your legs and stuff go numb? Did you know that if you sit for a very, very long time, you actually stop the blood circulation going through your body? It just stops. Now, obviously, there's a danger to that because your blood is not circulating correctly and you're not getting enough blood flow throughout your whole entire body. What about your spiritual walk? When you get stuck in a comfort zone and you find yourself sitting down, all of a sudden, things go numb. Everyday life just keeps on going. And there's a danger to that, too. We should always want and keep on going, to strive to keep on going further and further and keep on going to go more and more into Jesus. He never wanted you to be stuck in a comfort zone. He never wanted you to sit down and be still and all of a sudden you're numb. That's not what he wants for your life. He wants you to keep on going deeper and deeper into him.
Amen.
Life sucks. And I've said this multiple times. Life, unfortunately, is not necessarily the greatest thing, but it's even better with Christ. And that even though there are things going on in our lives that we can't control, that we might not like, or it seems like the absolute end of the world, and we get stuck. If you look back within 2019 or the past years, where can you pinpoint where you've been stuck? Because I've been stuck. I've been stuck in a comfort zone many times. It's very easy, especially when you have a very busy life. Then there's a whole bunch of things that are going on, and then you're like, I'll get to you, God. Give me a sec. I gotta do all these things first. And it's interesting that so often we go ahead and say, God, just give me a second. I gotta do this first. And we keep trying to find time for God. A God who literally created time. A God who literally created you. So the definition of a comfort zone is a situation in which you feel comfortable and in which your ability and determination are not being tested. Now, a lot of times when we talk about being tested, we're talking about God testing us to keep on going, or just a simple test in school. But this specifically is as in you're just sitting down on that chair and you're not being tested, or you're not testing yourself to see how much further you can keep going. When you first started off at the first chair, you gave your life to Christ. Did you think that, okay, cool, I gave my life to Christ. Awesome, that's all I need. Okay, that's all I need. You're going to get up, you're going to keep on going. When you made this commitment and you gave your life to Christ, how far are you willing to go? Comfort zones, they feel so warm and comfortable. Could you reach in that bag for a second and pull out? Warm and comfortable, you know, and you just want to wrap yourself around a comfort zone, just like a blanket. I love blankets. I don't know about you, but I literally sleep with three. One of them's a weighted blanket, so I mean, I stay pretty warm. When sometimes when you're in a comfort zone, you feel like it's all good, you're safe, and everything is fine. What happens if you pile up so many blankets, so many different comfort zones, you can't stand it, you're stuck, you can't breathe, and you're suffocating? Who's a comfort zone blanket? Recognizing something is extremely important, and that is something that one of my friends in Bible college, when we have different conversations about what we are aware of ourselves or others, and being aware and recognizing is very extremely important and a very big first step to, in order to keep on going and fixing whatever you need to fix. And that is very important, to be able to recognize and see what's going on and what needs to be fixed. But are you willing to fix it? Or are you just going to sit there and make excuses? Sorry, I could be reading my Bible right now, but I really need to go shopping. I really need to read my Bible, but I just gotta talk to this friend first. I really should pray and ask God to take this away, but I'm just gonna go complain to my friends instead. When you see it, recognize it, what do you do about it? When all of a sudden you feel numb on that chair, when you're sitting down very long and you get numb, what do you do? Do you stay there and keep having that numbness, tingly feeling, or do you get up and move because you realize you sat too long? You get up and move because you realize you sat too long and it's not good. We should do that when we realize we are in a spiritual comfort zone. And sometimes we think that a comfort zone is just get out of your comfort zone. Go talk to other people. Do all these things. But you could also put a spin in spirituality on it, as in, yes, go talk to people, but talk to them about your faith as well. Make sure they know who you serve. Now, I've talked a lot about, in the past, about reaching out and preaching and just talking and sharing your faith to others. Now, if you're stuck in that comfort zone and you're not willing to keep on going, what are you necessarily sharing or teaching them or showing? I had an Understanding Cultural Diversity course this semester. And there was specific stories and stuff about missionaries. And there was this one particular missionary who went ahead, and he went into this culture, and he would preach, and then he would do his own thing at home and stuff. He would never show what he preached about. So they never really believed what he preached about, because if you're going to show and talk about God and how great he is, but then all of a sudden turn around and not live it, and stay in that comfort zone, and be, no, I'm good here, God, like, You want me to keep on going deeper in you? No, I'm sorry, I'm good. Then what is that showing to them? Because you're asking them and you're telling them to keep on going, and you're stating all these things that if you keep on going into God and you give your life to Christ and you just keep on pushing and pressing, it's amazing. But then they see you, who's stuck in a comfort zone, who's, No, I'm sorry, I can't go further, I'm good here, I've done my job, I read my Bible, and all these things. What does that show to them? Because what you're telling them and what you're doing doesn't match. The comfort zone, it's not only in words, not just things, but sometimes it could be seen physically by other people. that can be seen by other people. What do you want to portray? What do you want to shine? Do you want to shine Jesus in you and somebody who keeps wanting more and more of the God that you serve? Or do you just want to shine and show he's this great and amazing God and you need to follow him, but I'm only going to follow him this much? His life is busy, you know? Later. What's more important? Your homework? Your work? Your going out with your friends? Grocery shopping? Or your walk with God? And just because you're going out grocery shopping or doing all these things doesn't mean you can't pray while you do it. Doesn't mean you can't shine in Christ and talk to other people while you do it. Doesn't mean you can't put earbuds in and listen to the Bible. I don't know about you, but I really don't like reading. I just really, really can't. That reading's not my thing. Even though I want it to be, it's just really not. Whenever we get stuck and we find something that doesn't work for us, or this schedule doesn't necessarily work and you're trying to work to fit in certain things, you just gotta find different strategies and different things in order to keep on getting up and keep on walking and getting deeper in him and keep on knowing him, keep on praying, keep on reading your Bible, whether that's listening to it, or just having somebody read it to you, or read it and explain it. There's many different ways we can be able to do that, even though sometimes it seems like it's impossible, or I have too much homework to do. I have too much work to do. I can't open my Bible right now and read. And sometimes it seems like it's the only solution that I just can't physically open the Bible right now and read it. I don't have time. We have plenty of time. Do we distribute it well? Sometimes we not necessarily do. Do we really realize just how much time we have? In the car, when you're driving, you're going on a walk before bed, before you're about to go to bed, or you wake up, when you're eating. We have so much time that we can just use, not only for day-to-day activities, but for God. Take it? It kind of makes me think of the parable of the sower. And about all these seeds. And if we go to Luke chapter 8, verses 14 to 15. Luke 8, verse 14 and 15. I get an amen when you're there. The seed that fell amongst the thorns, I told you I don't mind reading, stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not matter. They do not mature. But the seed on a good soil, for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produces a crop. Which seed do you want to be? Want to be the one that's planted amongst the thorns, that hears God's word and all these things, but ends up getting choked because they fall into the trap of the world, of money, of tasks, of anything else that we need to do? Or do you want to be the seed that gets planted in good soil, that hears the word, applies it, that lives it, and that takes the time to go deeper and deeper in Christ? And then whenever they realize that they're in a comfort zone, they try and get out of that comfort zone. They get up on that chair and keep on walking and growing and produce fruit. Amen. So what I hope is that if you recognize that you have ever been in a comfort zone before, or you still are in a comfort zone, or that if you will ever be in a spiritual comfort zone, that you recognize it, you see it, and you keep on going and keep on pursuing and pushing through. That's my hope, that you guys will do that. Not because I said so, not because somebody else said so, because that's what you want for your life. So when it comes to your faith, doing and reading your Bible and all these things, and if you're only doing it because somebody told you to, it's a very different story than doing it because you want to. Doing it because you want to get deeper and deeper in Christ. So my hope and my prayer that as 2020 comes around the corner, that you guys keep on pushing and pursuing God. And that whatever comfort zone you are in 2019, 2018, all the other years, that you look and ask God for forgiveness. And you keep on going. Whichever chair you're on. By the way, there's an infinite amount of chairs, because there's not at one point that you're going to hit the end and all of a sudden you're like, all right, cool, I've attained the max level. So you can always grow and grow and grow in Him. It's like whenever you read the Bible, and we all know certain stories by heart almost, but when we read it over and over again, different moments in our lives, we might see something we've missed, or we might learn something new. I know for some of my Firehouse teens, they kind of got, at least one of them, kind of got a little annoyed when I said, oh, I'm talking about David and Goliath. I've been talking about David and Goliath for lots of nights, but different aspects. Just because you've read it once, or twice, or three times, or 30 times, doesn't mean you put a stamp on it and you walk away. I'm not closing, I'm just going to do something for a second. Could I have some of you, I want groups of people throughout the room. I don't want to see one person alone. I want to see at least minimum three people together. So if you guys could just get up and do that for me. Minimum 3 people. And if I could ask Amy and the worship team to just come forward for a second. I will come and slap your hand. I'm just kidding.
It can be a big team.
Yeah, you can be a big group. And if you don't have a group, please join a group.
This is Miss Lee's.
Oh, okay. I'll put it in the office.
Part of the group of 3, please get together with other people. Thanks, Josh. I want you to look at one another. This is your family. I thought, as we are leaving 2019 and going into 2020, that we should go in with each other and praying for one another. So as Amy and Miles are going to lead us into worship, I want you guys to pray. You can pray for anything, but there's certain specific things I would like you guys to pray for, and then you guys can decide whatever else you want to pray for. Number one, I want you guys to pray together. At least take a moment to see where you were in a comfort zone and ask God for forgiveness.
Mm.
Number 2, I want you guys to pray for one another. Out loud. I'm trying to get you out of your comfort zone here.
Yeah.
I want you guys to pray for one another that as 2020 comes, you keep on going deeper and deeper into Christ. That whenever you are stuck in a comfort zone, you get up and you keep on walking. If you're having a hard time to do that on your own, you are not on your own. Look at the people in your group. Look at how many other groups there are. We are all here for each other. And then you guys can pray for whichever prayer request you guys have. There's no time limit on this. I just want you guys to keep on going and have God take over.
Come to the altar, where the Father's arms are open.
Father's arms are open wide for you. Yes.
I got LED lights. It's the same remote, except one's different. You know lights in the front? Those are the lights, right?
Yeah.
I got lights similar, like the strip ones.
Yeah.
It's the same company. They're really nice though.
Yeah.
They're bright. Oh, that's my bedroom.
Oh,
so this is around my desk.
My desk.
Your eyes will be like a lemon says. For I know the plans I have for you.
I got lights.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope.
Did you say it's that?
What? I didn't hear that.
Don't settle for a comfort zone. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. Keep on going in Him.
I don't know why it sounded tinny.
Oh, it was terrible.
I
like you finally got it free at the end. You finally got it. You know what, Sam? You need to put your ears in a deal and try it on.
Nothing to do with that.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
They all sounded tinny.
I don't know why.
Well, why?
I don't know why.
Did you move the buttons?
The apostle said to the Lord.
Well, you try.
Remember what Stephen said?
The sale 2019 comes to an end.
Instead of them, in 2020.
I just pray
that
you increase our faith. That whenever we get stuck in our comfort zone,
Judy, that's basics. That's basic.
Can we get out of it?
Yeah,
the sound, sound comes in the monitors.
No, he doesn't. He says, no monitors.
When?
He said, unless the person wants to do sound, no monitors.
Okay. She's got no.
He said the two big speakers that are hanging from the ceiling, that's what you use. Full blast.
Listen to me. She has, there's no monitors for her voice right now. They're off. There's the two monitors. Yeah, no, no.
They don't need it.
They want to hear themselves. Of course.
But he says, just
thank you,
praise
that. He got to see another year.
Should be full.
And I pray that you use us to seize.
They're full. I can't crank them up anymore. I'll blast this place out. Well, look. See, the other thing too is that when she's holding her mic, okay, she's holding it right now. But she was holding it down here.
When Nick says
go check the tree.
I bought milk.
Okay.
Thank you.